92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's catch up on these on this busy news day. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Occupants of the nearly two-week-old pro-Palestinian encampment on Columbia University's central lawn were given a deadline of 2 p.m. to pack up and leave or face immediate suspension. That deadline has now passed.
In a Monday statement, the university president saying the encampment is, quote, creating an unwelcome environment for members of our community. Protesting students were told they would not be punished if they left and signed an agreement promising to comply with university policy through the end of the next academic year.
How did Arizona State University's handling of on-campus protests different from Columbia University and others?
Oh, I just think, sorry to interrupt you, I think it's a huge difference. The difference at Arizona State University is making it clear we are open to discussion and we are open to debate. What we are not open for is you intimidating people, trespassing, and disrupting what happens on our campus. I thought they intervened quickly. I thought they were definitive. I thought they were very good in making sure people knew that a lot of these protesters have no connection to Arizona State University and are certainly not students. And I thought what that did was protect everybody's right to speak. And I thought they handled it very well. And I'm very proud of the way ASU did it.
Just pretend that the whoosh is happening.
Okay.
Because
all
the
right.
file is not
all right.
coming
That's
up.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Whoosh. All right, go on.
Phoenix Mercury and WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was released from Russian detention in a high-profile prisoner swap in 2022, is opening up in an exclusive interview with ABC's Robin Roberts on the first moments following her arrest in a Russian airport.
To be somewhere where there's no understanding in the U.S. and I can articulate what happened, how this happened. I didn't plan to do this. This was a mistake. It was an accident, which I understand accidents have repercussions, but there's nothing. There's none of that.
How can the United States bring home all citizens unlawfully detained in other countries?
Man, it's such a great question that there are times when you have to navigate other nations' laws and there are other times that diplomatically you've got to put your foot down. And I think in many of these cases, especially in the cases of journalists where they haven't done anything wrong, they make up and they trump up charges and accusations. I think we have to be a lot more emphatic in showing the world that if you mess with American citizens internationally, there's going to be serious repercussions. Because if you don't do that, a lot of these despots and a lot of these other people are going to mistake your kindness for weakness. And it's unfortunate that it happens that way. But I think we have to be a lot stronger in going after our citizens when they are being illegally kept in other countries. Whoosh. All right, how about we just keep doing that? You're listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20, whether or not the sound is making its noises, and we want to get you caught up on the biggest headlines.
College decision day is around the corner for many American high school seniors, but many students are now making the decision to not go to college, opting instead to attend trade schools.
With private college tuition up nearly 4% from last year, according to the College Board, and tuition nearing $100,000 a year at some universities, more students are turning to trade schools, where enrollment jumped by a record 16% last year, compared to just over 1% for traditional college.
How do trade schools open opportunities for those who have different interests?
I just think this has been an underserved population. I'm glad it's starting to get the notoriety. It was something that saved me in the 1980s, but we always have had this need. I moved to Arizona in 1995, and I had huge success as an electrician and found a job right away. I had job security and stability, and I think opening these career doors for people, we're going to find a balance. And the balance is necessary because these jobs are going to be necessary for a long time. So I think trade schools and trades in general are showing people an opportunity at security in life without all of the debt. And it's going to leave the college education for the people that when they create the debt are getting the jobs that pay that debt off. And I think that's the balance we need. And it's the balance we're going to find.
It was a disappointing end to the season for the Phoenix Suns when they were swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Phoenix Suns beat reporter for Arizona Sports, Kellen Olson, says it might be the end of the road for head coach Frank Vogel.
They're in trouble no matter what. Like, if this is not a good time to be looking for a new head coach, which they very well could be, this is not a good time for them to try and reshape the roster because they don't really have any great avenues.
Who was more at fault for this season, the players or the coach?
I think it's a combination of the two, but I think when you look at great coaches. Great coaches are able to make the collective better than the individual parts, and the Suns are certainly not that. They have got great pieces of that puzzle. I don't know a whole lot about coaching basketball, but I will tell you that they are a different team now than they were under their previous coach. This is not a knock against this guy. Maybe he was a bad fit. But when you have the big pieces that they have and the names that they have, when you've got Devin Booker, who scored 49 points in the loss, you have got all the pieces there. Who is the one to bring that chemistry to the team? So I would say that here's the difference, and one disagreement in what you just played, is I think the Suns have got some great pieces of a puzzle here that somebody that is a great mind in the NBA would love to say, I would love to take these individuals and make them a team again because I think they could be great. I think there's an opportunity for someone that wants to do that in a place where this team is absolutely loved by its fan base. That's the difference. Great job navigating the Monday disasters, Julia.
You know, the sounder just decided to have an error, file not found on
it. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get it fixed by tomorrow, I'm sure.
That's right.